Let's bring you to your high school time at Tulsa Central. Some remembrances.
I wanted to go to college. My brother Mike told me that I would never be able to afford to go to college. I was taking Latin and French. He said, that's ridiculous. You have to take bookkeeping and typing in shorthand. So I dropped the Latin and the French, and I did take those in night school. I took the other classes, and I was able to enroll at TU, at Tulsa University.
After graduating from Tulsa Central, in what year did you graduate?
I'd skipped a half year in California. We were broke half the time. I remembered that we left our house and would find other places. My brothers and my dad would sleep in the back of the store, but mother and I would go live with somebody else. We couldn't pay our rent at the house. But after we had enough money saved up to pay the back rent, we would move back to the house. Everything, the drawers, the closets, just the way we left them. Nobody moved them or touched them. But I remember that happened two or three times.
You said something about California.
My mother's sisters. I think I told you that the woman that my dad had lived with in Omaha when they moved to Tulsa, they all moved to California.
Okay.
They were in Los Angeles. I remember one year, my mother and I went to Santa Monica. My aunt lived in Santa Monica. We lived with her in Santa Monica, and I went to school there. While I was there, I was promoted. They skipped a half a grade. In those years, they had A and B. When I got back to Tulsa, they promoted me another half grade because they no longer had half grades. They just had full classes. So I was a year ahead.
Mother, why did you move? Why did you and Grandma go to California?
Because we were broke.
This is during the Depression.
I think I skipped the second half of the second grade. So it was very early. Yeah. It was Depression. One remembrance of California was that there was an earthquake when we were living in Santa Monica. My mother and I were upstairs. I came down the stairs during the earthquake, and everybody on the first floor was screaming at me because of the earthquake. I didn't have any understanding of what was going on. But everybody was okay. We were all right.
1941, you're about 17 years old. Pearl Harbor. Do you have a recollection
yes.
of remembering that day?
Well, I'm pretty sure I was at TU already. When Pearl Harbor happened, there were no men left on campus. All the men left immediately. I did not pledge a sorority because I was Jewish.
Explain that, because you
were
Jewish.
Dean of Women was Mary Clay Williams.
This is at TU now we're
talking
about.
She called me in because I was a freshman, and she said, Miss Rabinowitz, you're Jewish. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, you can't pledge, you know. You can't go through Rush. I said, I understand that. Well, if you can't go through Rush and you can't pledge, what will you do? I said, the only thing I know to do would be to study. And she said, oh, okay. But she was concerned about me. Sorority was very important at TU in those years, probably still is. And I couldn't pledge. But I had very good friends in the sororities. I remember decorating floats for football parades and that sort of thing. I didn't pledge a sorority, but I had friends in the sororities. And they were very nice to me.
And you helped them decorate their floats.
Yes.
How does this make you feel as a young woman? And they say, you can't because you're Jewish.
It didn't bother me a bit. We had social clubs in high school that I didn't pledge.
Because you were Jewish?
Yeah, well, Jews didn't go to those things. We had our own clubs. I had a club to go to in high school.
You were used to kind of living a Jewish life here.
Yes, I went to a synagogue here. I was very used to being Jewish.
Was it ever hurtful?
Not really, because it happened to everybody. It was one of those things that happened. The thing that was wonderful was that I had food to eat. The thing that was wonderful was that I had clothes to wear. And I got to go to school. How many people were able to go to school in those years? And I did. I was able to go.
And
I was very fortunate.
Yes, and going to TU was a cost for the family. Was that true? Who paid for that?
Well, I got a job at TU in the treasurer's office. There was a fund set up by President Roosevelt. It was federal, had initials. It wasn't WPA, but everything had initials in those years. All these work programs came into being. I had this job in the treasurer's office, and if you'll remember, I took shorthand when I was in high school, so I knew what to do. TU owned property, a tremendous amount of property, and my job was to send out monthly rental notices asking for money for the people who were renting the properties. The treasurer that I worked for talked, but I figured out very quickly the name of this renter on the property and the amount of money. So all I had to do was put the name and the amount of money down. I didn't have to take the dictation. My dad had a heart attack while I was working at TU. I quit school and stayed at home, and I was the cashier at the store register while my dad recovered from his heart attack. When he got well and came back, I went back to TU and I asked if I could have my job back. They were thrilled to have me. The secretaries there in the office said, "We haven't been able to send out notices." I said, "Why not?" And they said, "We can't take dictation. You're the only one that ever took dictation from him." I said, "You don't have to take the dictation." And I showed them I had already put down all these amounts, and I left them there when I came to work in the store. They were just shocked, absolutely shocked.
How long would you have been gone from the school?
Oh, it was just 4 months or so, 3 or 4 months.